They tell me light is just a feel, don't make it personal, my friend. But every time I switch it on, the story starts again. A tiny beam across the room, obedient and straight, reflecting off a coffee cup, refracting all my hate. They talk about the wavefront like it doesn't even care, but I can't help projecting all my demons into there. If space-time is a therapist, then gravity's the chair, and I'm the one who's rambling while the photons only stare. Since we apparently believe that photons have feelings, I really feel something when I pick up my laser pointer and do behavioral therapy with photons. I pointed at the ceiling where my worries like to hide. The dot is doing my own phones in pulses of blue light. I say let's work on boundaries, you're bouncing far too much. It answers in reflections with a gentle spotty touch. They say it's all statistics in a normalized state, but I've seen tunneling behavior that looks suspiciously like fate. If every click in my detector is another silent scream, then maybe quantum optics is just CBT for beams. Since we apparently believe that photons have feelings, I really feel something when I pick up my laser pointer and do behavioral therapy with photons. Dear Peter in his papers writes of sentient little light, but never sees them panic when I switch them off at night. He's plotting fancy diagrams, I'm pacing up and down, projecting my neuroses on a tiny glowing crown. So here's my final question to your fine research gate reply. If photons have emotions, do they also fear to die? Or do they just keep going in a superposed repose, while I'm the only wreck here in this double slit of woes? Since we apparently believe that photons have feelings, I really feel something when I pick up my laser pointer and do behavioral therapy with photons. And if they've got no feelings, well, that's perfectly okay. At least one of us is stable in this bright and tangled place.